Over the last 2 years, Wrangell's Mariners Memorial has leapt from the pages of theoretical design onto a quiet plot of land at the mouth of Heritage Harbor. Curved trapezoidal walls evoke the hulls of ships and lead up a slight hill to a red and white octagonal gazebo. It's a lighthouse with a compass rose in the center. Mariners Memorial board member John Martin says this is a pivotal time for the memorial, located about a mile south of downtown.
And it's been fascinating to watch. We found a site, we selected a site, we upgraded the site, pretty exciting stuff. They placed the big steel structures in there, and the whole thing is getting more interesting all the time. But now we're at the powerful point. This is where the individuals are going to make the connection to the whole thing. They're going to have their family members' name up on this thing. So now it gets pretty exciting.
Wrangell fisherman Gig Decker is a volunteer board member. He says Wrangell's history and development are tied to the water.
As far as seafaring people, it goes back 10,000 years. And, you know, when you live in a small community and it's a very supportive community, you know, we are the type of community that we want. You know, we want to be a part of other people's lives and the things that they cared about.
While the idea of a Wrangell Mariners Memorial has been around for decades, the project was really kicked into gear about 16 years ago, when Wrangell High School seniors who lost their captain at sea revived the idea of a local memorial site. The Wrangell Mariners Memorial incorporated as a nonprofit organization in 2017. Jeff Jaybush is the group's treasurer. The community has fundraised tens of thousands of dollars for the memorial's development.
We're really not that far from the end. You know, all the big things were the concrete and getting the walls up. We've got one more wall that's pretty much done. It's just got to be set in there.
To fundraise for ongoing maintenance, final construction, and getting plaques installed, the Mariners Memorial Board is hosting an all-day catch-all sort of event Thursday, November 4th. There will be a silent auction and membership signups. The event is also where they'll open applications for memorial plaques, says Jen Miller Yancey, the board's president.
We're going to have sample plaques. We actually ordered a couple just so we could have them in hand. We wanted to feel them. We wanted to see what the lettering looked like on them. We wanted to look at it a couple different colors. And so people will be able to take a look and see what three lines and four lines look like on a plaque and hold them, you know, too. And see, they're pretty heavy, heavier than I expected them to be. And then also being able to just talk about the application, answer any questions, and guide people through it. We want to be available to people so we can be helpful in that process.
The process of getting plaques won't just be one of the plaque design itself, she says.
Part of it is, what do you want the plaque to look like? The other part is, tell your Mariner's story.
It won't just be a name memorialized, but a story as well, says Decker.
I think that's going to turn out to be a very attractive part of this because, you know, we do want to share each other's grief and joys, and it's part of what really makes Wrangell a very unique place.
He explains that the stories of Mariners memorialized in Wrangell will be stored on the board's website, but he also hopes to eventually put together a physical book of Mariner stories that could be sold in Wrangell's museum. It's taken an immense amount of time and effort to get the project to the point it's at, Miller Yancey says.
I couldn't even begin to count the hundreds of hours that every individual has into the research and the pieces and the parts. And there's no other team. These old guys here, they're pretty amazing. Everybody just brings something just unique and special to the table, and I think it's been a great representation of our community.
But it hasn't just been the efforts of the volunteer board that brought the project to this point of near completion.
Since I've been serving, I couldn't even begin to also count the amount of support that, you know, people have emailed, texted, called, what can I do? Just wanting to know how the project is going.
She says she's been blown away by the commitment of the community, from Wrangellites of all ages.
When we put the compass rose into the pavilion, and I don't know how many kids we had help with that, it was truly amazing. And that they all wanted to be there, that they chose to be there because they also are very proud of the project, even as young people. And of course, we hope that those young people grow up to be people sitting around this table in the future that help keep that project alive and going.
The city and borough of Wrangell funded the memorial's design and provided the land. The spot is near the water between Heritage Harbor and the cemetery. Decker says that connection between the boats leaving and returning and the final resting places of generations of Wrangellites was intentional.
Part of the design of it, too, is to border it with beach grass. And that will give it, if we're successful with it, which it looks like it grows everywhere, if we're successful with it, I think it's going to give it that transition feel to it, you know, between what's going on now and what's happened in our memories and out on the water. And I think it's going to be killer.
One of the most deadly marine disasters in Alaska history happened near Wrangell, the wreck of the Star of Bengal, an iron-hulled sailing vessel that went down in a storm in 1908, killing one crew member and 110 of the 111 cannery workers on board, migrant workers from China, the Philippines, and Japan. Decker, a licensed commercial diver, helped locate the century-old shipwreck and says he wants to make sure those lives are remembered. In a small, close-knit community like Wrangell, many have personal connections to marine tragedies, too. Decker and his wife Julie lost their college-age children a year and a half ago in an automobile accident during the fishing season on Mitkoff Island south of Petersburg.
They grew up on a fishing boat, fished all their lives, never had a summer off since they were babies. So it's a very special thing for me, for us, and it was very special to me even before we lost our kids. I think it's a really necessary thing in a town like this to be able to share people's grief, and I think it's very positive for people to do that with them. And it's a great place to go to and to meet, and I think it's going to be very significant for us down the road.
The commercial fishing captain who died in 2005, whose high school-aged crew revived the idea for a memorial, was Ryan Miller, Miller Yancey's husband. And John Martin, who lost his father in a commercial fishing accident when he was 2 years old, says having a place like the Mariner's Memorial to come and reflect will fill a need.
I guess in the simplest terms, I lost my father a fishing boat 2 years old, and now there's a place for all that to fit.
In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.